Start by watching your breath. Then please ask your own heart lama to come, your own heart teacher, to come and sit in front of you. Then try to think of one of the qualities you admire in your teacher. Maybe it's probably something about them that you would like to learn to be. And just honor them by thinking of that. then make an offering to your teacher. Sometimes they say, imagine the sky filled with flowers, or offer them the ocean. And still the best offering is something good that you've done in the last few days, something helpful to someone else. Offer that. Then tell them something you're not so proud of, something you'd like to clear from your conscience before we continue meditating. Then think of something good you've done that you're proud of. Tell your teacher. Then think about something you saw someone else do, which was sweet in the last few days. Then ask your teacher, your own teacher, to teach you something you would like to be, and try to imagine what that would be. How would you look after you learned it from them? How would you like to be, say, by the end of this week? How would you like to be different than you were at the beginning of the week? And clearly picture yourself that way. And ask your teacher to stay close throughout this week, especially, seen or unseen, guiding us. Please come back to your breath. Keep your mind on your breath. Separate off a little piece of your mind towards the back. And watch the rest of your mind. Try not to move. Try not to make any noise. Watch your own mind. Think its thoughts. Just see what kind of thoughts are coming up today. Now block any thoughts about the future. Catch any thoughts about tonight or tomorrow or next week. Try to keep the mind either in the present or the past. Now block any thoughts from the past, any thoughts about the past. Try to be here in the present moment. Try to stay still, try not to make any noise. Then please ask your Lama to come into your heart. Then you can relax.
Stretch.
It's good. Feels good. Feels really good. Better than the older student. Okay. Here we go. Back off on the life of Lord Atisha. Jogula Drulumba na Chinangichara Chepani de Duden Shindukebanam. So it would appear that he must have been really smart if he figured out the inner and outer difference, right? By the age of 6. That's where we left him, right? When he got to age 11, many young ladies who were potential candidates for the princess started to, what do you say, hit on him. Okay. If you want to know the Tibetan, I'll tell you later. They sang songs, they danced dances, and they tried to attract him. Chapajo Natsodru. All kinds of alluring things. Dupkyan, Tuhi Jong Kyoshe Ki Kumar Gyur. But his mind was different, and his mind was distracted by wanting to help many people. You see, he was more in that mode, even at that age. And there was an incident, especially where a young maiden whose body shone in light like the sky, who was an emanation, here it says Dulme Tulpa, an emanation of Tara, came to him. Okay? Now let's go to one of the original sources. So I looked it up, and I thought you'd like to hear the whole thing. They don't give you the whole thing. I thought you'd like to hear the whole conversation. Then listen to this, how it starts. They'd say, Kando mai Drupachik. At that time, an emanation of Vajrayogini. Pumonga sang, she's still blue. Luyan Siki Kulma Dikedo, and she said to him, Lachi Macha Macha Kawa Chen Tampet Seldo, Lang Chen Ching Watar de Pe Dam de Pao Kuchena, Tsutum Kuchen Nepa Ma Kirtam. This part's the same. Lachi means one God, and it was a way that people addressed the kings of those times. They would call them Lachi. Or Hla Lama, High Lama. So the kings were spoken of that way. Hla Chik, Machak, Machak. Don't get attached, don't get attached. Kelwa Chen, you have karma to do something more. Dambut said along, Chen Jingwatar. Don't be like an elephant that walks through a swamp and gets stuck. Durbe Damdu Bao Kyuchina. If you, my warrior, she's like, if you, my warrior, were to become mired in the, what do you call those things? Like not quite a swamp, but a marsh of desire. It would sully your robes of morality. Okay? You have lived the last 552 lives, okay? Your last 552 lives, you have lived as a full monk, as a wise man, with a body, an immaculate body, immaculate lifestyle. Gyune peme tsola ngamba jupatar. Kyune tsemdir up to chungirlan. You should now be like a duck landing on its favorite lotus pond. Then this is a common thing in scripture, you know, like ducks love to their favorite lotus pond. And the vision is of them coming down, and you know how they put their landing gear down, and then he says, you should come land on your favorite lotus pond. Meaning you should now become a monk in this life. Okay. If you were to stay in the busy life of a householder, a monk with a lady, and then he says chidor. Chidor means garbage, okay? Don't stay in the garbage heap of a normal life. Dung means your, how do you say? Dung means the glow of your face. When you're doing a lot of yoga or something, your face glows, or you're getting a lot of sleep, or you're not flying around in an airplane. Dung chong. The dung of your morality will be stolen by the demons of, you know, like a normal lifestyle. Gagata burkila ludi che. Those worldly pleasures will deceive you. And she repeats ga, as she repeated machak, machak. So at the beginning she said, don't get attached, don't get attached. Now she says, don't be deceived by the fun, like that, okay? Shepi gyoshi gyabu sukzepo dawa shuma tsola sawata. Understand these things, my prince. You are beautiful as you are. You are like Dawa Shunma means a moon that reflects on the ocean. And it means but they use the word for molten, like a molten moon, like molten silver on the top of the water. Okay, it's beautiful. Selshin dana nyopa mebeku. Your body right now is like that. It's like melted silver. You look that beautiful. Surpunga den haya gyachin genchachin. You have the five dreadlocks. Okay, so I guess he had his hair in dreadlocks. And in five dreadlocks is one of the names of Manjushri, the angel of wisdom. She says, you have five dreadlocks. You know, don't waste your time. Okay, rabze keo yonki yi tokso. Anyone who looks at you, is their hearts are stolen away. Nyeka delje rinchen tobdusu. You have gained the riches, but not riches of money. You have a body and mind which can get enlightened. Okay, you have those riches. Okay, tursam gombe mitse dagope. You should spend your life learning, contemplating, and meditating. That's how you should pass your life. And dakyen gewe shenyen misepa. You should find the... Dakyen means main contributing cause. Okay, you need the... What do you call it? Like the main impetus. You need the impetus of a gewe shenyen, geshe. Spiritual friend. Then he says, she says, misepa. Misepa means wrathful to the point of unbearable. Okay? I don't know why she says that. But it's there. Tetsum checha raptiten seno. They will, what do you call it? cut off all your doubts. That teacher will slice through your doubts. Okay. And that's what Kando Mai Sikde Mepa Dan, the Dorje Kanduma, the angel of diamond. That's what she said to him. Gyalpo Dzumbe Dang Chun Len Mepa. And the boy broke out with a huge smile and answered, I like it. They don't tell you the whole thing. Lek so, shinti lekpe lek. You know, good, and good. Okay. Shut up, Jema. Naki nang na de. Who wants to stay in a palace? I'm going to go stay out in the desert or the forest, okay? And I will wear wisdom as my crown. Okay. Maje deki tsendu nana de. Isn't it true that peacocks crave for, they like to stay among the poison plants. So there's a tradition in India and Tibet that says that the colors of a peacock's feathers are imparted by their eating poisonous plants. So they have a special capacity to eat poisonous plants, and then it not only doesn't hurt them, it makes them beautiful. Okay. It's the reason for the color in their feathers. Okay. Kombe tomki ngangbat sunbade. I will meditate. I'll become a great meditator. And I like your metaphor of the duck. You know, okay. Porog mitsan tu de jupatar. Pemet said deta kalai. But isn't a crow more appropriate? Mitsan tu de jupatar. Because they like to descend upon the bodies in the graveyard, okay, rather than lotus palms. Okay. He's saying that he's going to, this is also a reference to engaging in the world, okay, as a spiritual practice. So rather than avoiding, you can avoid the hard things of the world, you can hide out somewhere, but then you don't really get strong. And you don't make a big contribution. So he's like, I should be like a vulture who lands upon the bodies. In India, cemeteries were burial grounds. What do you call it? There's another word. Charnel grounds. Anyway, dead bodies laying out on the surface of the ground. So I would think it would be more useful to be a vulture. He's cool. How would the lotuses be that useful? Okay, so I'm going to engage in the world also. Like I will train myself, and then I will engage in the filth of the world, you know, and I will come among the dead, and I will eat the poisons. Okay. And I'll process them into something beautiful. Okay. It's not. Tamil chongi nena nes pepatar rinden daki deta kalayin. It's not that I would go into a normal life. It's not that I would go into the world to live a normal life. Because I am no more than that. Rikten. I have knowledge. Okay. Ngungi gyabu dunam drupate. Don't you remember that other prince who got everything done? Okay? Which is Siddhartha. Okay, Siddhartha. Alright. Setsang Gyalpo Sesi Panjola, the son of Setsang, which is the name of Lord Buddha's father. Who was born into great wealth. Mitsang Dam Du Shindu Rabgyone, and he became, what do you call it? He gained renunciation for it quickly. He had 60,000 women in his harem, and he dropped it. And he went for freedom. He went for liberation. This lord of Munis, right? This high figure surrounded by the wise of the world and the angels of the sky. People praise him nowadays. People make offerings. He is the king of the Dharma. He is decked out in the major and minor signs of an enlightened being. And then, because he went through the process of the 12 deeds of an enlightened being and became enlightened. So why shouldn't I emulate him? I will also give up the kingdom. If you get into sense pleasures here in the desire realm, there's no end. Friends who would distract you into, you know, just pleasures are demons. I understand that the object of the senses are like drinking salt water. And in Tibet they say once you start one cup, you can't stop, and then you die. You get a craving for salt water. If you like, you're in a boat and you don't have any water and you start to drink the salt water, you can't stop. Dani kepe lama mangsushing. Now I will look for teachers. I will seek my teachers, many teachers. Nundi chanju chotu dubagi. I will use this body to become an angel to serve all beings. Duyen dakla tsega bhapep kyang. Chindetaba nimbo midalak. Pleasures of the senses. Let's say like overeating, you know, like your fourth and fifth biscotti. Chuda tabur, they are like chuda, water moon, meaning a reflection of a moon upon the top of a lake, right? It means it has no substance. He says, Ningbo midalak, it has no substance. It looks like a moon, but it's not a moon. If you landed an Apollo lander on it, you would just sink, okay? There's no moon there. It looks like a moon, there's nothing there. How do you say this life? The call to this life is like an echo, and there's no substance to it either. You see what I mean? So an echo is just a pale reflection of the original sound. Midalak. Chuputabur musum midalak. The worldly pleasures of this life are like an emanated body. And they say if you try to grab the arm of an emanated body, your hand just passes through them. There's nothing there. Sugnyan taba ransu midalak. They don't have their own identity. They are like a reflection in a mirror. Nyomon kunchi gyatso yambatar. Kyega nachi chuo gyundupap. The kunchi, there's the ocean of the kunchi. Kunchi means in this case, it means your old negative thoughts that are producing your world, your suffering world. Okay? It means the all foundation of your old negative thoughts is producing this world. Kega nachi chuo gyundibam, like an ocean. And into this ocean flow the four rivers of being born into this world, aging immediately, getting sick, and dying. Ngunchen yansan leki wang me na, tengsan punzu tsok tse chi mi tso. I have passed in the past into terrible worlds when I died, and now I have some kind of better opportunity. Dani korwa chila nge samne, Lama tende dampichula be. I will hold my mind on what's really going on in this world. People dying, people getting old, people killing each other. Lama tende dampichula be. And I will find a teacher and I will try to practice. Gyapu chuki sungde tupa dang chongkin nebi kiwa tamje kyan ju su di yi gyase chen zin nam. Then all the people of the town heard this. Some people heard this exchange, and they were really happy. Because they said, now we're going to have a Dharma king and not just some kind of, you know, Epicurean king. Okay, they were all really happy. Oh, we're going to have a good king now. They don't know he's going to run away. Okay. I like the whole thing. Okay, let's see how much he reports. The lady of blue, who was Tara, she repeats the part about don't get attached, don't get attached, and don't get stuck like an elephant in a swamp. Shekhar. Then Pabok Rinpoche explains the meaning of what she said, the deeper meaning. He says, when she said machak machak, don't be attached, don't be attached, the first don't be attached referred to this present life. And the second one referred to any future life that's not enlightened. Okay. Deyang Lambo Chingde Chingwa Bear Sungba. Why did she take the example of an elephant? Okay. Lu Chewe Sokchak Shen Dam Chingwa Le Tunka. Because their body is so large. Like I was out petting the horses illegally yesterday. And they're big. I mean, the brown ones are big, you know. I think they're also bodhisattvas. There's two that look like brother and sister. And they get up next to each other and they put their heads on each other's back on the hind quarters. Like this, you know. And then they swish the flies out of each other's faces. They're both going like this. They're so smart, you know, and they take care of each other, you know. And then they're just relaxing while they swish, you know. Anyway, they're big. Jingwen le tunka, difficult to pull an elephant out of a marsh. Once they get into it, it's difficult to get them out. Pede shindu ba wo kyu ching na shepang. That's why she said, oh warrior, my warrior, if you were to get stuck. Then Pabongkor Rinpoche goes off on a favorite theme, okay? Mi pelbashi chupa ngemba shoryang. If normal people start to waste their life, right? If normal people start to waste their life. Rang tsamle. It only hurts themselves mostly. Ten drola cher nu min nu. It doesn't do any great damage to the world at large and to the teachings that could save the world at large. Okay? When a normal person sits and watches videos all day, it just hurts them. It doesn't like damage the truth. And the people in the world, right? But La Tul Chambu Daki Che Chu Nina Yutso Re Temba Nyam Me Pache. But if a person who had a major opportunity to learn these ideas and spread them in the world, even in small Eastern European cities, if they wasted their time, if they sat and watched videos all day, that could ruin a whole country. A whole country could lose their chance to do something, right? I got an illegal email this morning from Bulgaria. They already started a Dharma group. They've already rented a building, you know, and so suppose we had stayed on the plane all day and gone on to Hong Kong and watched videos the whole way. Suppose we had decided we would rather be comfortable at home. And then possibly a whole small country would be denied something beautiful. You know what I mean? So she's telling him, you're not a normal person. You know, you have access. You have good access to the Dharma. And you have the means. And you have the opportunity. You are in the historical crux. Sound familiar? Okay? Like, you are not a normal person. You are in a certain place, if, what does he say? Got to be the right place at the right time. You're in the right place at the right time. And then you have a chance to change the world. So you're big. You're big time. And if you watch videos, you could ruin a whole country. Okay? All right? Okay. Don't forget also that at this teaching, there were lots of tukus. There, you know, he counts them at the, you know, somebody counted them somewhere, like 23 major tukus. Chijar Rinpoche himself was a tuku. Tuku means like a Dalai Lama. Like he was recognized as being the reincarnation of a previous High Lama. So he's also jabbing at the tukus in the audience. Okay, this is a jab at the tukus in the audience. Okay, he even says, La Tul Chen, you big tukus. Okay, it's a custom in a Tibetan teaching to poke at the big lamas. At the, because tuku, you get recognized when you're three, right? And then normally you become a spoiled brat because you figure out that people have to do whatever you say. You know, I'm the Dalai Lama. I want a toy right now. You know, and then all these attendants are running around. Where's the toy? You know, I got run over by one of those tukus. Chijan Rinpoche's tuku. His next life ran me over with a bicycle. That's another story. Okay. But if the elephants go out and make an effort, they can change whole countries. Okay, which is what you can do. You're right there. You know, it's your choice. Okay, you could go next month on to Taiwan or something. You know, and they're just waiting. We need people. Okay, you gotta train yourself. Therefore, you big rebirths in the audience. Which is everybody in this room. Okay? You are more in a position to help the world than those big lamas in Tibet in 1921. You have airplanes. And you speak the language of the world. The parlance. English is the... Everywhere you go, someone will understand English. And you can find a translator, you know. So you have everything. You're all groomed for this, okay? You well-groomed people. Ketsun Sangsum. You should maintain your Ketsun Sang. Say Ketsun Sang. This is a list of three personal qualities that is very common in scripture. K means... you should learn your stuff. Okay? You should do your ACI courses. And then your Tantra courses. And then your Lam Rim courses. Okay? Ke Tsun. Ke. Tsun means, how do you say? You should maintain an outer, what do you call it? Your behavior on the outside should be appropriate. Okay? In this world, that might mean going to a nightclub in Japan with the students, if that's what would bring them in. You see what I mean? So don't think it means you have to, you know, wear a tie or something like that. It's whatever people need. Tsun means maintain the outer appearance that most attracts people. And if you go to Taiwan, that would be your robes all straight and, you know, okay? It depends on where you are. Okay? Ketsun. Sang means inside you should be pure. Inside your motivation, your thoughts, your hopes, they should all be pure. Ketsun Sang. Okay? Genden Tadub Sangmar Kyo Washindu. Kelchewa. But what's most important, he says, is to maintain the worldview of Tsongkhapa. Okay. That's more important than how you look, okay, or how much else you know. Just that worldview. What's that worldview? Okay? All right? Especially applied to husbands and girlfriends and, you know, she's not coming from herself. She's coming from me. And I can fix anything. From girlfriend up to Afghanistan, I can fix. Okay? Keep that worldview. That's, by the way, when you go abroad and when you travel with DCI, that's the only thing you have to offer. Okay? That's all you have to offer. We were in Sofia. A woman who, she does management trainings. And she sells them all day long. Her job is only to find people who will go to a management training. So hundreds and hundreds of people come from many countries to teach management in Bulgaria. And then they try to find people to come to their program. And she said, year after year, day after day, I struggle to find people to come to a program. You know, this was at the debrief, after the program. And then she said, your program, I just called people and said, you know, the diamond cutter people are, okay, I'll come. You know, and then she said, because you guys know something. You have some view of the world which is different. And people get it right away. They get it. And it was so much fun for me to call 100 people and have 100 people say yes right away. Because they read the book. The book's been in Russian for a while. The black market one from Moscow. We just authorized a couple more. But anyway, that's what you have to offer. That's all you have to offer. Nothing else is different. It's that stuff is coming from you. And you can plant what you want. Right? You can change the world by learning how to plant things. And that single thing is people sense it immediately. People know immediately, oh, this is something. You know, it's cool. All right. So he's saying the most important thing, keep that view. Because that's all you really have to offer anybody. Okay? You can teach them meditation. You can teach them yoga. You know, you can teach them to eat kale. Which are all good things. But that viewpoint makes the other stuff work. Okay? Then the Lama went off on that for a while. Do you need a pee-pee break? Yeah, I'm starting to get a call also. I had a couple cups of that stuff. All right, let's take a pee-pee break. Then we might run over a little bit. Okay. And meditation. Please start by watching your breath. Please come to the chakra between your legs, into your body about an inch. Place your mind inside the chakra and see the glass there, liquid glass, inside your body. Namuvatir Svadhisthana Chakra, in front of your spine, below your waist. See, go inside the chakra, see liquid glass. Now up to your navel chakra, Manipura, above your waist a few inches, in front of your spine, liquid glass. Up to your heart, behind your heart, in front of your spine, just in front of your spine. Another chakra, and inside it, a vein, flowing vein of liquid glass. And now another chakra at the base of your neck, just in front of the spine. Find the bump with your mind. Go inside of it. See liquid glass flowing. Again, at the top of your head, just below the skull, at the very tip of your head, try to find a small knot, small ball. Come inside of it. See liquid glass there. And now on your forehead, go between your eyebrows, then go up about an inch. And then very importantly, go into your head about an inch or an inch and a half. So don't focus on the skull or the skin of the forehead. Go deeper into the forehead. See if you can find a bump or a ball with your mind. And then inside it, go inside it, in a small crack, rivulet of liquid glass inside, gleaming, clear glass. Then try to picture those spots of liquid glass in your body, one between your legs, one below your waist, one above your waist, one at your heart, one at your neck, one at the top of your head. One inside your forehead. Picture 7 spots of clear glass. And please come back to your breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You give a stretch. One more sentence from the text. Maybe two. Let me see. The prince was very pleased by the angel's instructions, and he gave a beautiful reply, which now you know what his reply was. Pamukh Rinpoche doesn't give the reply, okay? And then I'm going to set you up for the next installment of the drama. Dene ma gyamba gyabutava gyada sumchu che. Not long after that, the prince asked his father if he could have 130 armed men, okay, on horseback, you know. And then his father said, "What for?" You know. And he said, "Well, I have to examine the northern frontier of the kingdom, you know, to see if it's safe. All right, if it's secure." And then, so they rode off in their armor. Makiche means in their armor. Shukte. Tabke. What's tabke? Skillful means, like Dharma trick. That's a good translation. Okay, Dharma trick. Tabke means, you do something for other, you trick somebody into doing something good. Tapke. Okay. Tapke kizepe, ridako vatarzene, knowing that he would pass through the foothills of the Himalayas and especially the caves there, Lama Tsul. He was looking for his, you asked me yesterday what was Chak Tsel, right? He's Lama Tsel. What's that mean? So he went to seek his lama. You see? There's the word. He asked me about that word yesterday. So it's lama tsel. Tabkeki, with that skillful means, telling his father he was going to check the northern border. He went riding past the caves of the Himalayas to see if maybe he could find a lama. Okay? Tune in next time. Okay. All right. Kubi Jushi Eto Jam Ira Vishi Inde Yambani Samye Shindu Inde Dogu Manda Sima Jibajo Inyangu Manda Kamiya Dayami Dika Wangu Sima Yeshe Sato Shi Sima Yeshe Nechu Okay. Thanks.